This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
And here it is, okay. And we explained last time the difference between one is the teichin and one is the etzem bitzua. The kachol is different bedin v'kim shle bedin. Boilem atzma yesh boi ha'emes. Vim ein emes zoylem ismaitit mitzad p'china zoys v'atzma shia boilem emes. V'ashol mitzad p'china zgimul shetach zoylem tzor shia boi ha'sholem v'amenucha moshaya bibriya zoylem. Ki zeo ha'shloma v'tach zadin hu ha'sholem. וכך אם אין השלום בעולם, עולם הוא מסמאית את צד הבחינה הזוי, שהוא השלום, שהוא השלום עשה עולם, וריסקו כסדר בלי שיני. Now, so he's giving it a seder as follows. He's giving the seder first as being din, then emes, then shalom. The din, he says, is like the maisa gracious, and then through the din is mezgala the emes. In other words, when you run something a certain way, you are megala what the teichin behind it is. So the muscle, if I run a yeshiva in a certain way, with the mahalach of running it in a certain way, you megala the teichin that you meant to give over, and then shalom brings it all together. He says later also he. If you want to look a little bit further down, he speaks about he makes it parallel as he started out his perek. The Trip Shimon Gamliel's memories and Shimon Atzadik memories are going to be parallel. The first one, Din, is going to be Keneged Avoda, he says, and Torah is Keneged Emes, and Shalom is Keneged Melech Chassadim. He also explains that they are talking about two separate inyanim. Shimon HaTzadik is talking about Brias Ha'olam, and Shimon Gamliel is talking about Kiyum Ha'olam. That's the point that he's going to be making to finish off his inyanim over here. So I want a little bit be misbeinin on an akuda. The first, it's interesting. In the Bris and Absarim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that Yezaracha are going to be Meshubit in Geyaz Achabaretz and Vavodim Vinoisam and so on and so forth. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises the Gula, he promises Megamas HaGoya Sheyavoidu Dona Noichi V'Achakehetz B'chush Gadol. Those are two things over there that are very strange. First of all, what's the point of that p'tocha that is going to be down there? I mean, the main thing is he told Avraham Avinu, your kids are going to go through a terrible, terrible golos. Fine. Next point is, he's going to take him out. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be down to Masoilam, will be down to Mitzrayim, but that shouldn't be something that's the heart of the p'tocha. Even the V'chakeh V'chush Gadol is a little bit modna. Tachlis, at the end of the day, it doesn't make up for the 210 years or 400 years of suffering. It's a good thing, it's a nice thing, but you're talking about the core of Toch itself. It should be the Golas, the Shibud, and the Gula. It's the first time you find the Musig of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Dan somebody, before he's using the words Dan. You have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Erdon of Era. Hakitzakosa, you have some other inyanim. It's Mirum is obviously that the Mabul was a din, was an oinish, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just say, I will be Dan, I want to do a judgment. That's the first place. So something about Kalal Yisrael, about Yetzias Mitzrayim, including in itself the Nekuda of Din, is very important. You also find these three inyanim, the Torah and Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, they are expressed in the Moyadim, the Moed of Pesach is, well, the mode of Pesach is keneged avodah. It's the Korban Pesach. It was avodah before. There was no other mitzvahs really except for Korban Pesach. I mean, there was Kiddush HaChodesh for the Tzorach of Korban Pesach, but it's all built around Korban. That's the mahus of it. It's the Korban. It's the one Korban that all of Klal Yisrael brings together, and everybody's part of it, and so on and so forth. Shavuos is around Torah, obviously. And Sukkot Shleimecha, and Sukkot Mak of everything, is Keneged Shalom, Keneged Gemilas Chesed, and so on. The Seder Dvarim is interesting. So you have a Yontif for Emes, a Yontif for Shalom, and you have a Yontif for Din, which the Maral later says is parallel to Avodah, he says, because both of them are Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Pesach, which is the first one, is the opening one, has an akuda in itself of both Avodah and an akuda of Din, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Dan the Mitzvah, and that's part of the Avtoch itself. It's parallel, he says, to both the Din and Avodah part are parallel to Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Avodah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's where you see also by Lamashal, the first thing that the first Inyan that Cain Hevel did was Avodah. The first interaction with the divine that you find is a Mice of a Karm. The Noach, when he came out in the world, brought a Karm and so on. So in the Nekuda of Bereishis, you find Avodah and Din, and you find a parallel between Bereishis to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Pshat is even though the Seder Advarim is that Emes comes first. In other words, Torah came before the world was created. But that's within the gilu of the world, it comes later. Let's explain that nekuda. It's like when I say when I want to write something down, when I want to write an essay, an idea or something, I first think of it, and then I put it into words. The person who reads it sees the words, and it has what I'm trying to say. A person does a pu'ula. The pu'ula comes mitzad, the oise, the machshava behind it came first, and the pu'ula befoil came second. Mitzad the makabel, the pu'ula came first, and the havana of the kavanas ha'poil comes second. That's the Mahalach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geizer Gzeiris, he brings down later about Maaseh Bereishis, he calls it, he brings the Inyan of Din and Gzeiris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being it says like this. Shashem Yisbarach, my mid oilam b'gzeiros, a little bit further down. Vahefresh b'ilu shazacha. Shashem Yisbarach, my mid oilam b'gzeiros, shenema hu oma vayehi, hu tziva vayamoit. So, the Amir of Bereishis is oma vayehi, tziva vayamoit. And he says, and all exists HaKadosh Baruch Hu, din, and that's why Bereishis comes with din, and so on. The words like this. The din, like we said before, is where the reflection, din is the stamping of the rotzen, the stamping of the kavana onto the metzias. Every mice of bria is therefore mice of din, because it starts with a tachtoin fulfilling and bringing out the das of the elyon. That's the first, that's the etzim, his habas of something, is that way. Everything hutziva vayehi, huama vayehi, hutziva vayamoit, everything starts with, Maaseh Bereishis starts with a tzivui. It it's very interesting. The Gemara says, how do you know Sheva Mitzvahs Mei Noach from the Pasuk? One of the drashas of the Pasuk, the Darshan, is from Vayitzav Hashem Elokim by the Gan Eden. So Chazal say Vayitzav, that's a remez for Dinin. Elokim is a remez for Avodah Zarah. Hashem is a remez for Birkas Hashem. Eitz, and so on. Everyone is a remez for something else. Teuchel Zev Nachai, and so on. Vayitzav is the remez for Dinim. So it's interesting. The pasuk itself obviously it bears no semblance to being a tziva for Zayim and Zimnach, but mitzad the teichen shaboy, the words have a very strong remez. In Vayitzav you have the musig of dinim. The musig of dinim is a very, very deep musig. The musig of dinim is like this. In the world, things can force other things to do their bidding. If I chase a cow, the cow will run to where I'm chasing it to. If I'm strong and I take a stick and hold it to somebody's head, he will do what I want him to do. Those in Yanim are physical Yanim, much as the same as if I would take and push somebody. He would get pushed to wherever I want to push him. In the musig of a tzivui is a very different musig. The musig of a tzivui be'etzim is it's the ability to impose authority on another person, mikoyach that it's authority. It does not have any other hezba. It's not the pshat that I can force the person. I mean, obviously, on a practical sense, we can use it that way. But mitzvah, if you want to distinguish between, if somebody takes a stick to me and says, do this or I will harm you. So he's not being mitzvah of me. He's telling me to do it, and I have an option. I decide it's better to do what he says, because the price of not doing it is not so good. It's expensive. But it's not something that mitzad the toichen sheboy, I can call it a tzivui. A tzivui means that the relationship is such that the person has authority. It's not a word. The word tzivui is not a word that really has a sheirish in a practical sense. And the teretz is because it is a it comes from the very sheirish of the Hutziva Vayamoid. Tzivui is the sheirish of the Bria having a metzias, is because something dictated its metzias. The metzias of something else can be rooted in a prior metzias. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Bria through Tzivui, and it gives him the schus of Tzivuyim and of mitzvahs. Understandably, part of Bechira is that we can disregard it. But mitzvah, the etzem ability to impose your will on something else, that can only be embracious. In other words, if I have a mitzvah without somebody, so that person cannot be mitzvah me. A melech in a different medina, I'm not under his shulton, so he has no schus of being mitzvah. A rav who's not my rebbe has no schus of being mitzvah me. A rebbe is defined as somebody where you got your most chachma from. It's the pshat. This is the sheirish of my mitzvah. So a kodesh baruch who's the ability for din to be shaylit is shayach is another facet of Bria, and it is what we call dinim, mitzaret sheresh, the ability to, that the validity the law has, that it makes it right to do it, and it's wrong to disobey it, is mikreach, the ability of tzivui, mikreach, the fact that the country comes before any person, every person is born into a country, the male of the country has a moral right to be mitzaveh. And the counterpart to that lies in Avodah. in the mitzvah of chesed, in the world of chesed, I should say, and the world of Torah, I am doing activities that are not mevatel my mitzvahs, but I could understand it to enhance my mitzvahs. I'm sitting and learning. I want to understand the world. I want to be a big person. In my mind, this is akin to greatness. People who understand and know and so on and so forth. When I do things that are, when I do chesed, also I could be doing it in emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could also be doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do it, but the Maaseh Chesed itself reflects my actions. Avoda is where I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I offer back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that which I have. I give him of my things, the things that are my kinyanim, and like all the Rishonim say, there's always a remez in all the Karbanis that kilo I'm giving my nefesh. So the remez of that giving the nefesh is, it means that I am being mevatel my mitzias back to something else. That's the sheirish of din. The sheirish of din is that my mitzias about something else, because the first question, the first question when I stand in front of when I'm hauled in front of a court is, by what right are you judging me? Any makir, you know, I don't recognize your authority to judge me. That's the shayrish of it. So anytime something can judge me, it's because it preceded me, and it's the basis for my existence. Every person exists within a country, and therefore they can be goyzer chukim and so on. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until the Tkufa of Mitzrayim, until the Tkufa of Torah, the world was Toihu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The process of creation, Be'etzim, is such a maisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing a Metzias into being. But it's not really seen, and it's not really it's not emulated in any way. When the inyanim of Mitzrayim and Hashkacha, but it's more than Hashkacha. Mitzrayim brought out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a Metzaveh, and he's a Metzaveh in the Bria. Until then, people who were great Nevi'im had visions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they chose to do what they thought was very dehoib. It's very nice. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Parah said. Excuse me, you know, who's Hashem that is Hashem B'Koyla? Like, what right does he have to impose his malchus on me? And that's why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala the second phase of the Bria, which carries the same three stages as the Shoresh of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought out his reishis, which means the ability to be geyser, gzeiris, the moral right which is mushrish in the fact that he was the rishon, and everything comes machmosai, and then that was in the events of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe to be mitzaveh. The Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim that this was a first in the history. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came, he speaks about why they asked him about the shame of Eker, and he says it had never happened before. There were many people who had visions and they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send somebody as a shliach to be mitzvah, that never happened before. And that's why it was a very strange type of gili. That's why they didn't understand what kind of gili is it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the mitzvah. The word erke, which is the shem who is megal himself with, is the asid tense, which is the same as the tzivui tense. The tzivuim are taken from the asid tense, the way it's conjugated, and you know, with a special format. But lemaisa, any time you bring something else into play, you are the one that have the koyach of tziva over it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he took out Kaisam Saim, he started a new tikkuf in the world where the three amudim of the world became three yesedis of the world. The three inyanim that till now had been behesta would now come out to the open and would become the key of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world only because such a matzav could arise at some point. If such a matzav could not arise, there would be no point making the Bria. That's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he wasn't telling Avraham Avinu stam, you know, they're going to have a very rough time, they're going to go into Golus, and I'm going to be coiled in. What he was saying was, I'm starting a new chapter, a new section in the history of the world with Mitzrayim. And that's why unless when they go out, there's a gilui of mahalchim of din, it's not the same. And with Stamar Golos, for no reason. He's saying, I'm going to restart the process by starting a new mahalach of din, and this time it will show itself. I'm going to be with Tzaleim to let him go, and then I am going to be done the Ummah, and they will give back the money. In other words, all the mahalchi din will take place begoli now with them. So it's one connected one. The counterpart to it is Avoida. Note, when a person doesn't deher, if I don't deher that somebody else is my balabais, if I don't deher that somebody else is my authority, the metzias of Avoida, in the sense acknowledging that it's yours, doesn't really have a mucker. Somebody who's an external mative to me, so I thank him and this and that, but a karban is really giving back your own metzias to its rightful place. When we give a karban, when we mark a karban, it's the pshat, we give back the things to where they're coming from. That's really what we're doing. And that's shayach only where there's a mahalach of an adn. It's only where there is such arrangement of somebody who has the ability and to tell me what to do and so on. When the Rambam speaks in the Inyanim of the Amuna of in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Rambam, first he goes through the Inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is Matzi Rishon, Mamtikol Nimtzoyim, and so on. All types of Inyanim, and nothing else can be Vatl, and so on and so forth. And then he says, HaMotzi Azeh, this is all going in to the definition, he's all called it in Vidias Davazem, it says Efe Shem Anoich Hashem Alekecha. He says Hamotzeh Zeh Lekei Olam Adoin Kol Haaretz. In other words, Adoin Kol Haaretz means. And then he says Vehu Amani Gagalgo Bekor Shel Ketz Tachlis. The word Adnos, it means that he has the authority to dictate an Adon Eved relationship. There's a Metzias of Avdus, where you have the authority to dictate. So in the mahalach of Adnus and Avdus, that's part of the core definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzad is Metzias. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias is a Metzias that did not allow for anything else. L'mashal, if I'm together with a peer of mine, who's a very, very chashev Talmud Chacham, very, very, very chashev, I respect him, I defer to him, and so on. But I'm not mevatel myself to him because I don't come from him. I can say, ah, his day is bigger than mine, his day is chesh than mine, and so on. But the mahalach of being mevatel yourself means only an acknowledgement that I come from there. My yachas to a rav of mine is very different, because since this, what I have is his, so he has the koyach of telling me what to do, what not to do, in as much as there's a framework of halachas. The mitzvahs of adnos lies in the fact that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the shayrish of mitzvahs. The fact that Havaya is red adnos means that in the mitzvahs of the world, we Akadosh Baruch Hu, Havaya is an abstract concept. Havaya is emes. The Shem Havaya was a scholar by Har Sinai. That's the Sheirish Lamito, so to speak. It's Megala itself. It's read in the world through Adnos. When the world's in a lower darker, we see it in the world of Adnos. And that's why the Leikashem Sheinichta Veninikra, there's a disparity between the two. But Adnos is a Shem of Din, in the fact that this is the way, it's the imposition of a Likus upon the Bria after there's a Bria. So Yitzias Mitzrayim, so even though Mitzad the Emes, we start with Mitzad the Sheirish, it started with Emes and then became Din. Mitzad the Metzias, it became, we perceive Din first, and from Din we perceive Emes. That's the Seder Dvarim between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Maim and Har Sinai. So the Maisa Bracious is parallel to the Maisa of the Maisa Bracious is parallel to the Maisa Yitzias Mitzrayim. Both of them are certain Sherish of Racious. In both of them, the Adam's specific Avoda was his Batlos. In Shavuos, the what we do all night is we sit and we learn. And that's a certain sense of filling up our own tanks with Torah and so on. On Leil Pesach, you sit all night and you do a Hoidah Spaldin, that it's all Shaykh to you and everything came from you, and we have nothing without you. Because unless we dehere that way, unless we dehere the fact that our Metzias is Kulei, is rests on top of his Metzias Kaviyachon, the Mela, there is no else or other. There's no Mokka for Tzivuyim, there's no Mokka for anything. So Leil Pesach is the Sheirish of Avoda Begoli in the Bria. And that's why the Karban Pesach is the way the Avoda was a Karban, because a Karban expressed it more than the other Chalki Avoda. I guess we should be Zeicha to that's the one part of Pesach that we're talking missing, the one part that we don't have. So Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zeicha to bring the Karban Pesach together, Mitzvah Hashem.
Amen.
Okay, so good Shabbos.
Let's go.